Today's share in the Dershah Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're beginning on the second line, which is in the middle of Siv Beis in Simon Tof Kuf Pei Hei. And we pick up with the Mechaber, and he tells us, how do we blow shofar? We're all familiar with this. V'yiska Tashrat Gimel Pamim, V'tashaz Gimel Pamim, V'taraz Gimel Pamim. Tashrat is Tkiyah Shvarim Trua, the Reish is Trua Tekiah, the tough is Tekiah. We blow that three times, and then we blow Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah three times, and then we blow Tekiah Trua Tekiah, that's Tarat, three times. Now, Mishneh Berurah explains the Sivkot and Vav. Tam L'Seder Zeh, we'll discuss the reason why behind we do this order, why there's three different sounds three different times. Ayin L'Kamen and Sim Tov Kutsadi, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. So, Mirtz Hashem will wait till we get there in a couple of days, and we'll discuss these dinim then in more detail. The Ramah now adds Hagah Utov Litkoa Bitzad Yomin Imefsher Litkoa Bekach. He brings out from the Minhagim that a person should try to keep the shofar on the right side of his mouth, coming out from the right side of his mouth. And likewise, V'chein Yahafo Chashofar L'Mala. The Ramah says you should have the end, the wide part, the end where the sounds come out of the shofar raised upwards. Shenemar Olo Elokim Bisrua. He brings out from the Rokeach and the Maril because of the pasuk that says Olo Elokim Bisrua, and therefore it should be going up, so therefore we leave the wide part of the shofar where the sounds come out in a upward orientation. Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Bitzad Yomin, it means of your mouth. Mishum Dersiv, Vasotun Omid Ayamino Lisitno, because this is representing the Sotun standing on our right side trying to cause us trouble, so we blow at the Sotun. Dershah footnote number 21 brings down, why did the poskim need to give us this reason? Why don't we say normally you do everything with your right hand, so therefore the shofar should be on the right side? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shedin Zeh Lasos Es Mitzos Biyomin, that which we say you should do the mitzvah with the right hand, you hold your cup that you're making a shakel on with your right hand, you hold the lulav and etzog mostly in your right hand, you do things with your right hand, that's when you have a right and a left side. But your mouth is a single organ. It doesn't have a right or a left aspect to it. It's a single organ, and therefore, ain't nikarimbo b'fnei atzman, that there's a right and a left. Ain't side yom u'smol nikarimbo, and therefore we specifically have to tell us to do it towards the right side of the mouth. The Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds in Dibra Maschel v'tov l'skoa b'tzad yomim that he heard in the name of Morenu Rav Meir Simcha Kohen, the great Mashiach Chochma. So he brings down ki b'shas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us in Daf Lamed Dalid that they used to blow shofar and the chatzosos when they went to war. And it says in Shoftim, in regards to the Mechoma of Gidon, Vayachziku biyad smolam velapidim, they held the torches in their left hand, ubiyad yaminan hashofar siskoa, and they held the shofar in the right hand, so therefore this is an allusion to blowing on the right side. Albeit, in the issue footnote number 25, he brings down, doesn't mention anything about the right side of the mouth, says they held it in the right hand. Nevertheless, he brings down from Nissan Karlitz Asal, Sharai Hishyesh Kashivus Litkias Mitzad Yomin. So you see that there's an importance holding it with the right hand, therefore something important about the right side. He also brings down from the Mati Ephraim, Yesh Lechos is a shofar biyad yomin bishasat kios. You should hold the shofar with your right hand when you're blowing the shofar. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us, im ef sholo, if it's difficult for a person to somehow make the sounds properly on the shofar coming out the right side of his mouth, so ain't la hakbid, then it's not a hakpada to do it this way. Af im yamidenu bitzad smol, even if you have to go and blow it from the left side of your mouth, v'gam pi hashofar litzad smol, and even if the opening, the sounds where they come out from the shofar is on the left side, it's not a hakpada. It's a nice thing to do l'chatrila, but if you can't, then it's okay. Chavetz Chaim brings down the Sharet Zion, Oshud Ches, that this din was from the Morgan Avram, and he adds the Morgan Avram has another reason why he should try to blow it on the right side, Mishum Dibismol HaTfilin Meginin. He says, because your tefillin protect you on the left, and therefore the shofar needs to be used on the right side to protect you on the right side. Therefore, he suggests to see him, Imkain Ye, Imkain Iter Yad, a lefty, person who's using his stronger hand as his left hand, Yesh Liskor B'yomim Didei. So it sounds like he should be blowing on his left side of the mouth because his tefillin are on the right side, on his right arm, protecting his right side. So a lefty seemingly should blow on the left side. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, I didn't copy this down from the Morgan Avraham because one could argue the Tam HaRishon Lo Shayach Zeh, according to the idea that the Sutton's on your right, so then this doesn't apply at all. And he says furthermore, likewise, the Graz didn't write this down for the same reasoning. Furthermore, the Chemed Moshe, it's lavdavka that the tefillin of the Yad it's talking about, and the tefillin of the Alma, tefillin in general, not that person's hands. Meginin amidas small shuadin. It protects you against the midas small, not physically that you're wearing the tefillin on your left hand, but it's a concept of the midas din, which is midas small. And therefore, he concludes, the Chemed Moshe, that there's no difference between a righty or lefty. Everybody blows out the right side of their mouth. And he says, these are the words of the Chemed Moshe. In Sharetzion Osh Yates, the Chavetz Chaim says, this din that we just brought down was from, that you don't have to be mocked, but it's from the Mati Ephraim. And he adds, from the Sefer Amud Eshomayim, b'derech klal ein lahakbit kol kach, whatever way you're going to blow best, that's the best way to do it. And if everything is equal, they do it on the right side, Gesundheit. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tess tells us you should try to blow with the part where the sound comes out of the shofar upwards. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains this, Shatov Shiyafok Pia Shofar Lamala V'lod Stodden, that ideally the top part of the shofar should be up and not just facing towards the side. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, "Im hischulis kovel yochulis yashlim acher." If the person who's blowing shofar cannot finish, so then somebody else can take his place. And afilu shlosha arba, even if you need three or four people to take over, that's fine. And it's v'day bebracha sheberach rishon. The first bracha is adequate for all the people listening, and for the other people that are blowing, as long as they were there at the time that the first bracha was said. Who shall you shama tokim ha'achronim b'shas bracha? As long as Baal Tokei number 2, 3, and 4 were heard the first person's bracha, so then it's fine. If they made their own bracha previously and they're now just blowing to Biyotzi the other people, then they don't have to make a separate bracha themselves. But otherwise, we'll see, they have to make a bracha underneath their breath if they're coming up, because everybody else has already heard, but they haven't made a bracha, so they have to make a bracha underneath their breath. Even if the person makes the bracha, couldn't even get out the first sound, Hasheni tokea below bracha, the second person doesn't have to make a new bracha, as long as they were all present, because everybody was Yotze with that first bracha, even though no sounds came out. It's not called a bracha levatola. Mishabur explains Sivkon Yud, because the first bracha was made to include everybody, and everybody who heard it was Yotze. Sivkon Yud Aleph, the Imlo Ayusham, but if the people weren't there, be also sure that the first person made the bracha, then Srichel Varach Liatzim Velachash called Mishasu Luskoa. Then blower number 2, 3, and 4, if they didn't make a bracha, and now they're going to be Yotze, so they have to make a bracha. But since everybody else heard it, they only have to make it for themselves. However, Achim Kwar Yotze Yidechavaso, but if they already blew shofar and now they're just coming in to help out, they already Yotze, so then Tokei below bracha. They don't have to make a new bracha because they don't need to make a bracha for themselves, and the Tzibur already heard the bracha. Kivishat Tzibur Kwar Shomu Abracha Ben Arishal. Nobody needs to make another bracha for them. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishmur says, it's not a bracha levatola, Kivin Shasheni Yotze Bibrichaso, because the other people are Yotze with the bracha, so therefore there is no bracha levatola over here. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Acher Tokeya Velo Sholiach Tzibur. We have somebody else be the Baal Tokeya and not the person who's davening Musaf, in order that you shouldn't get mixed up, because you're davening Musaf and you have to blow the shofar, you can forget where you are. They didn't always have Machzorim in front of them. However, but if the person who's davening Musaf is confident that he will definitely know where he is and he won't get messed up by the blowing of the shofar, Rashoy Litkoa, technically even the Baal Musaf could be the Baal Tokeya. Mishmur says in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Aval Hefsik Lo Hevi, it's not considered a Hefsik if he were to blow. Do choshev tzorach tefillah, because blowing the shofar is a tzorach tefillah, it's not considered a hefsek. She'el v'atikios, nikbu al seder brachos, because they're specifically set up for the brachos of malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Sivkon yudalit, v'im eno muftach, if he's not certain he's going to be able to go back, v'leka acher shiodei alit kohen, there's nobody else that can blow, so he's stuck here. He's the only guy to daven musaf, he's the only guy to blow shofar. So yesh omrim, in this situation, what should you do? D'bofenzeh lo yiska ad achar tefillah. Then, since he could mess up in the Shmon Esrei, better say the whole Shmon Esrei, and then do the tekiyos afterwards. And certainly, since you already did the tekiyos miyushev, you technically were yotzi already, so you don't have to do it during the Shmon Esrei. Others say, if there is nobody else present that can blow shofar, yuchol litkoa al seder brachos, afa bishenu muftach, then he should still blow in the Shmon Esrei, even though there's a chance he'll make a mistake, because the yesh lo liftoach shemina shamayim yisayu lasos kohoget, because you can rely that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you out. You're doing God's will, so you can rest assured that God will help you out, that you won't make a mistake. The issue foot number 26 brings down, this is actually a machlokes between the Mogin Avram and the Taz. and they have this machlokas in regards to duchening and whether the chazan can be duchening or not. Same machlokas over there is over here too. And ayin and dir should put number 26 for the details. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'mispalo mitoch hasidur." If you daven from a machzor, or v'amachzor, you daven from a sidur or machzor. Lukuliyama dino kemuftot. That you're not going to make a mistake. You put your finger on the place, you won't make a mistake. So then, sivkot and tezvav, rashai lusko. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu yeshamach." Even if there's somebody else that could blow, nevertheless, the tekiya lo choshev hefsid klal. It's not at all a problem. The only problem is that maybe you'll get mixed up. If you're certain, you won't get mixed up, either because you're just certain or because you're davening from a machzor. It's not a problem. The chanal, as we've already explained. Then the Ramah says, that which we said, that there's a chance you get mixed up, that's only for the tekiyos that you blow in the Shmoneh Esrei, either the Shalom Shmoneh Esrei or the Chazor Seshatz. Those tekiyos that you blow before Musaf, that's not a problem at all for the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Musaf to be the Baal Tokeya. He brings down in the Kobo. This in the Mishbur Sivkot and Tezayin explains the Shom Chayshina Shliyus Balbo V'Luchal Lachzul Tfiloso. It's only in the Shmoneh Esrei that we're concerned you make a mistake. There is no potential for mistake if you're blowing the Tkios Miyushavos at the beginning before Musaf. Then the Ramah continues. He says V'Main Shliach Tzibur Tukeh Miyushav. If the Shliach Tzibur is not going to be the one that's blowing, so then it's ideal, it's better to have one person blow for all the tkios. Roisha also hatokeya, that person which starts blowing, yitaka gam kein al seder brachos. He should be the one that blows during the Shmoneh Esrei as well. Kiyah maschel b'mitzvah om lo gemor. He brings out from the Rambam and the Orach HaShchaim that when one person starts a mitzvah, we like to let him have the opportunity to continue to do so. Mishbur explains Sivkot Yud Zayin, Ubimkom Shinogu Lechalek, Velosi Tekios, Demiyushav Liechod, Udumum Liacher. Some customs, some places have the custom that they specifically give to different people. Oh, Lechalek Gam Star Malchios, Lechod Zichronus, Liacher Vechule. And they even break up Malchios, Shofers, and Zichronus to different people. Yasu Kimin Hogum. It's not a problem. It brings out from the Achronim that you can do this. Yisrael Kedoshim u'mechavim the mitzvah, because the people all want to do the mitzvah, and that's a wonderful thing. So you're not mechuyif to have one person do it all, especially if the custom was to break it up. The Ramah continues and he says, "You know again, lahakros lifnei hatokeya seder tkilos mila b'mila kedei shelo yita v'nochunu." The Ramah says a very proper minug that there's a mockery. There's somebody who calls out tekiya, so he calls out all the sounds that the Baal Tokeya is going to have to make before the Baal Tokeya makes them, in order that it should be done properly. And he shouldn't make any mistakes, blowing the wrong sound at the wrong time, which could really mess things up. And this is the proper thing to do, Ramo says. Mishbur explains, Sivkot and Yudches, HaMispalo Shachris, Makri LaTokeya. Some places had the custom that the person who davened Shachris would be the Makri. U'mokim Sheish Moritz Tzedek, who Makri? If there's a Rav, so then the Rav should be the one that should be the Makri. And the reasoning is because there are potentially mistakes that could come up, and you want to make sure that the Rav both has the right kavanas in the Makri, as we'll see, when he calls out the sounds, and as well, that if there are any mistakes, he can make sure that they're corrected properly. In the Sharetzion Oslamed, the Chofetz Chaim adds, the Shliach Tzibur, in the davening, he shouldn't be mafsik to be the makri. That would be a potential hefsik. Tishavu number 27 brings down a beautiful remez to this idea that there's a makri from the following pasuk, where he called a shofar holech v'chazek mi'od, and then it says, Moshe yadaber, Moshe spoke, v'alokim yanenu b'kol, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then said the kol, so this is the idea of a makri. Furthermore, he brings out from the Shalom, Shibishosha Makri Omer Tekiya. When the Makri says the word Tekiya, Yechavin Lesod HaTekiya. He has to have deep kavanas over here. Likewise with Shvarim and Trua, Yechavin Lesod Shalahem. And therefore, that's why the Makri has to be an Odom Godol Uboki Besodos, Vitzadik, Shitosh Gamak Tokeya Yebal Sod, as well as the Baal Tokeya. But it seems that the Makri is even more important according to the Shalom. And even if the Baal Tokeya isn't familiar, as long as the Makri understands these deep sodos, so then the Baal Tokeya is going to be fulfilling them because he's blowing al das ha-makri. Very interesting. Then the Mishnah tells us very interesting. Then he says, Gam tekiya rishona yakri lefonav. Even the first tekiya, the Makri should say, tekiya, even though it's obvious that he's starting off with the tekiya, af al gab delo shechiyach kol kach shita. How do you make a mistake? The first sound is always a tekiya. He says, "Pamachas lo yucholim l'tkoa." One time it happened that they couldn't blow; the sounds didn't come out. V'hofach ha-shofar, and they switched around the shofar, and they set into the wide end where the sounds normally come out. V'kor l'socho v'noam v'shuv yucholim l'tkoa. He brings this famous story down for the Morgan of Rome. We had this the other day in the name of the Ma'ariel. Now, there's a whole interesting discussion in the Sharet Zion Os Lamed Alef, as to whether really that first sound should be announced by the Makri, the first Tekiah. And there are different opinions he brings down in Os Lamed Alef, Ayin Sham, and the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he says, if you really don't have a minhag, he says, L'nir l'aniyaz dati, sh'ta'av sh'tisham tzorech l'inog, k'ayeh sh'omim, achri sh'kei nogu, he says, this is developed to do it this way, so we do announce that first sounds of Tekiah in places that do so. He says, "Mekol makom binyanenu, b'makom she'eminug yosetosha lo lahakros b'tekiah rishon." He says it's actually better not to call out that first tekiah if they don't have a set custom to do so. Dishavu number 28 brings down because the Ramah says, "Lechachila lo yasik b'dibor ben habracha lo davar shemavarchem alav afilu b'dvar she'miinyan hadavar shemavarchem alav." Because even though the tekiah is not a hefzik, you shouldn't do anything that's unnecessary. You should have the salt out on the table after you wash, so you don't have to say, please bring the salt, which technically you're allowed to do in between the washing and the hamotzi, but you should try not to do that. So to over here, he says the default position really should be that you shouldn't call out tekiah, but if the minhag is to do so, then you're allowed to do so. Mishmur continues, says, this is only during the standing tekiahs where this issue comes up. Avol betekiahs biyushav, at the first sounds, so after you make the bracha, so he says, it would be preferable, brings out from the Dogum of Rava that Betkios Miyushav have a hefsek gomer ben bracha l'tekiah, and you shouldn't say the tekiah before that. And he says, Ayin Shari Tshuva, Shemiyashiv Katsaz Davazet. Shari Tshuva says, no, there's room to be makel in this situation to say it. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Mikomokum l'chathil anir l'aniyaz dati, she'eino kedai l'asuskein. The simple understanding of Mishnah Berurah is that you shouldn't announce the tekiah for the first blast of the shofars. If the sounds don't come out of the first shofar, then you take a second shofar, you don't have to make a new bracha, because it was already there. You knew you may use it, as we said in yesterday's shir, so mistama daito yala kula. So his thinking was that he would use whichever one was available. Therefore, Dear Shifut number 30 says, if the second shofar wasn't there, b'shasa bracha, so then you do have to make a new bracha, as we learned previously, in Sivkot and Dalit. Ulam im hiskel is called berishon. Once you started blowing, then you don't have to make a bracha on the others, even if it wasn't there at the time of the original bracha. Mishabur continues and says, Amakri vatokeya, the person who's calling out the sounds and the one who's blowing shofar, Royal Lem, Shilmudu Hatev Dinah Shofar Vesay Tekios, they should really know well the halachos of shofar blowing and the tekios. Kilifom meza siba, because sometimes for whatever the reason, no fell toast before makre, the makre is going to make a mistake. Oh, she got sa toke, or the ba toke is going to make a mistake. But tzarech lida ich lasos, you have to know what to do. You have to just do that sound over, or you have to start from the beginning. And with koa lahalon or lazer l'rosh haseder, he brings down the name of the Mati Ephraim. Therefore, they should be bakim in this dinam. Sifhei. If somebody takes money for blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, or okedel espalel, or to be the chazan, or in general, the person that does the targum, they used to read in the Chumash, and then somebody would say what each pasuk means in the vernacular. So when they would do this on Shabbos and Yontif, somebody would get paid for this. If they got paid for this, ain aroa meyosa sachar simin bracha. You're not going to see any benefit from this. The issue foot number 31 brings down, what does that mean? So he points out we're going to learn in Hilchos Purim, Simon Tov Reish Sadivav, in regard to somebody doing work on Purim, where it says also Ein Oroa Simon Bracha. So there were those that said Yesh Pirshu Sheyafsin Efsa Karen. Any effort that you're putting in the principle is going to be lost as well, not only the profit. Kagon, for example, Shem Yizra Dovar, if you planted something, not only will it not grow, but you'll lose what you planted. Others say no, the Kavon is only that you won't gain, but you won't necessarily lose what you did. And he brings down that we learned in Hilchos Erev Shabbos that a person shouldn't do work from Mincha Lamala. And he also said, Sheino Ro Simon Bracha. So he said in Simon Reish Nun Aleph, it meant, Im Yistaker B'mokum Zeh. If you made profit over here, you'll figure out a way to lose it someplace else. So you made $100 here, and God will make that your car will get a flat tire, and you'll have to go and get a new tire. Finally, we conclude with the Mishnah Berurah of cutting your test. He says, you won't see a Simon Bracha. So he says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Shin Vav, Sif Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, Sham, what was discussed. And you can see what that is in Dear Shavuot number 32. He brings down the Shulchan Aruch, says, Sha'asar Liskor Chazon L'spal B'Shabbos, V'shiei Shavim Shemutar. There is a whole discussion there. Can you or can you not hire somebody to be the Chazon? And he writes down how you do this. You do Havlah, because there's a problem of earning Schar Shabbos on Shabbos. So you do it by the amount of time that you practice beforehand. You have to go to the shul for other things, and that's why it's called Schar Havlah. You're getting one lump sum for all the work that you did, not only on Shabbos, but on the weekdays beforehand. Furthermore, he brings down over there, Shachronim Kotsu Shinogim Kedasa Mekilim, that we are Mekil in this situation. Vapmi Shechosha Shadivri Osim, and even if somebody's concerned about this, Yacho Shaloi Liktsovis Amachir Mitchila, Ukishayit Nulo Seschar, Yira Dover Kiderach Matana. So he shouldn't have a set amount that's written up front, and whatever they give him afterwards, it's like a matana, and therefore it's not a problem. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei and today's Shir.